You are listening to Teacher Toolkit, supporting teachers, parents and students worldwide.
Inevitably, with the high-stakes accountability culture that exists at the minute, people's jobs are on the line.
We help teachers thrive and survive with classroom ideas, cutting-edge school resources and research-informed teacher training materials. You will also hear discussions on the policy, guidance and research-based publications.
Hello everyone, this is Ross at Teacher Talk, at the most influential blog on education in the UK. Today I'm with Carrie Valentine, Head of ASCL Professional Development.
That's
Carrie.
Right.
Do you want to introduce yourself to our listeners, please? Tell us what you do.
Yeah. Hi, good afternoon, Ross. My name's Carrie Valentine, Head of ASCL Professional Development. I've been doing the job now for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely love it to bits, the variety and range and professional development that we offer, from consultancy to leadership appointments, conferences, courses, and we're now offering NPQEL, which is quite an exciting venture for the association. So prior to that, I was head of school in Nottingham.
Mm-hmm.
And a member of ASCL Council. So that was sort of started my ASCL association.
Yeah.
Obviously a member of ASCL before that. And prior to being head of school, I was assistant head teacher in Derbyshire, mm-hmm. looking after the pastoral systems in the school.
Right, okay, so today's conference is your forte, isn't it?
It is. It was a bit of my baby when I joined ASCL PD 4 years ago. I joined ASCL PD as assistant director, and it was one of the first things I implemented.
So we had a wide range of topics already this morning, covering mental health,
social media. We've had input from Steve Rollett, who's our inspections and accountability specialist, and the great Malcolm Trobe as well, just giving an overview for the current sort of direction of travel for
great.
All things pastoral.
I managed to grab a selfie with Malcolm. It's the first time we've met in person. Right, so can I take you back to your own childhood as a school? What are your memories of school? What particular great teachers stood out and why?
Well, I went to school in the East End of Glasgow, loved it to bits, really enjoyed my school days. Probably my earliest memory and fondest memory is probably playing football at break time and lunch time with a tiny little ball that was rock hard, and quite often you'd smash the windows in the school and end mm-hmm. up getting in trouble from the teachers. At secondary school, I loved a whole range of subjects, English, geography and RE in particular. And probably the teacher the biggest influence on me was, in fact, my RE teacher, Miss Carilla, who sort of helped shape a lot of the way I taught when I was in the classroom. My own subject was RE as well for teaching. So I think my fondest memories were in those lessons. She brought it alive, changed a lot of what we used to learn, was just biblical studies, where most of the students wouldn't pay much attention, mm-hmm. myself included, to looking more at philosophy and ethics and looking
so
at world religions.
So she inspired you to become a teacher?
Yeah,
yourself?
She definitely did. She let me take one of the lessons once when I was in fourth year at school. Which
is year 10, isn't it?
Year 10, yeah.
So I thought I was early at sixth form, but that is really early.
Yeah, I loved it a bit, and that's got me the bug that never leaves you.
Okay, so on that note, now you've been school leader and now you're doing leading professional development. On your travels and through social media and things, what do you think if I could just choose one thing for you, what would it be in terms of seeing a change in education? What would you like to have on top of the kind of cake is all the top of the Christmas tree? What would be that one thing that can make a difference for teachers?
I think for me it's all about funding. If the funding is right for schools, then that allows teachers in the classroom to be more creative,
mm-hmm.
and they know they're able to get whatever resources they need to help their students learn. And of all the things, I think that's the biggest issue that's holding teachers back from being able to really get the best out of young people.
Have you seen an impact with the funding cuts in terms of membership or people attending events?
Massively for PD, because that's the first thing often to go in schools is a professional development budgets.
Yeah.
It's an easy hit for people. So we have seen a big impact on those sides of things. And it means schools are doing more internal stuff, which often can be very, very good indeed. However, you cannot be being able to go and experience and see what other schools and other
get
teachers
off-site
are
and
doing.
Reflect, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so union hat on, what do you think is the one maybe workload issue that's bugbear of schools and teachers? What do you think is the most kind of requested for help or reasons that drive workload and mental health?
Well, the driver, it's a bit of a chicken and egg situation, but the Ofsted always looms large on schools, and the added pressure that gives to school leadership teams and subsequently teachers. Schools try very hard to manage the sort of stress and the workload of that, but inevitably, with the high stakes accountability culture that exists at the minute, people's jobs are on the line. And if they know if Ofsted are due, if results maybe aren't quite what you want them to be, the pressure is on everyone in that school to make sure they're trying to perform.
And it's certainly challenging times for lots of schools with funding and the pressure to get certain benchmarks. Okay, got a few quick fire questions for you. What are you working on at the moment in terms of ASCL?
MPQEL.
Okay, tell us more.
We successfully bid in to run the first ever MPQ course. It seemed strange to me.
So the ASCL, E for listeners, is for executive?
Executive leadership.
Okay.
Yeah. So it seems strange to me that ASCL weren't in that marketplace previously. So we are now. We're just putting the final touches on developing our content.
Yeah.
We've got over 100 people signed up already, which is just wonderful.
Great.
People from all around the country. And that looks like a very exciting venture. And we've got our own annual conference coming up in about 6 weeks' time.
March.
You're along as Ross, which is brilliant. We've got Tim Peake speaking. We've got Sir Ranulph Fiennes. Paul Drescher from CBI, Amanda Spielman, Secretary of State, Shadow Secretary of State. Brilliant lineup. So we're busy putting final touches to that as well.
What books are you currently reading?
Oh, I'd love to read. Get time to read.
At
the moment, I'm flicking through Start With Why.
Okay.
And it's actually a book Jeff Barton lent me.
Written by
Simon Schmeck,
I think it is.
Yeah,
Simon, that's the
one. There you go. I've dragged that out, yes.
Okay.
So it's a real positive book, and just for all the projects we do, it's the purpose of why we're doing this.
Yeah.
And if you can't answer that question,
it's a good place to start, isn't it?
Don't do it.
Yeah. What's your resolution for the year ahead? We're still in January.
Exercise every day, and I've managed to do that. I'm ticking off my calendar.
Well, 23 days in.
23 days in. Every day I've done some exercise. So I'm
okay, good. Final question. Who would you recommend I interview next and why?
I think probably the next person to look for an interview would be Julie McCulloch, who's our Deputy Director of Policy.
Right, okay.
One of the most inspirational people in education that I've come across. Calm, measured, knowledgeable.
Right, fantastic.
And I think your listeners would
love
you. I
shall come hunting for her. Okay, where can listeners find out more about you and ASCL?
Go to the ASCL website, www.ascl.org.uk.
So that's A-C-S-L?
A-S-C-L, yeah. Forgive the accent.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'll get all the information about the team, our events, courses, consultancy.
And you're on Twitter?
We're on Twitter, at KGV1975.
Okay, and ASCL Twitter is ACL_UK.
Thank you.
Top of my head, there you go.
Well done, thank you.
Right, thank you. Carrie, for joining me. Thank you for your views. You're listening to Teacher Toolkit, everyone. Find out more on our website and follow on social media using the hashtag TTKitPodcast. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To continue the conversation, head over to www.teachertoolkit.co.uk and our social media channels to access all the links and resources mentioned on today's show. Why not share this with your colleagues and give them the gift of time, reduced workload, and increased impact? Until the next time, before you look after your students, look after yourself.
You are listening to Teacher Toolkit, supporting teachers, parents, and students worldwide.